Needs and wants. This is as basic as it gets in economics. Simply put, needs are something that you must have for survival. You got to have food. You've got to have water. You've got to have shelter. These are things that you must have. A want is not necessary to survival. And what we have to do is we have to balance these things out in our lives. And economics, then, is the study of how people seek to satisfy their needs and wants by making choices. And they have to make choices because of scarcity. And so what you end up seeing here is that different societies and different levels of wealth in those societies determine if that society is preoccupied with struggling to get needs met. If it's preoccupied with struggling to get needs met, if it doesn't have safety, if it doesn't have adequate food supply or adequate water supply, or I would even say healthcare, healthcare is a need. If you don't have these things, then your life is limited and you are involved in this struggle to survive just to fill your needs. It is when we are able to satisfy our needs that we are able to look beyond that to our wants. Many people in the third world can't get past their needs. It's not their fault. It's where they're born. It's where they live their life. It's where their little sperm and their little egg came together. And it's why you, living in this country, need to be painfully aware that you have some needs that need work. But for the most part, you're living in a life of want. So what you have to do is you have to make sure that you work hard, you get an education, and that you make something of your life. Because if your little sperm and your little egg came together in Mali, or came together in Bolivia, or came together in Uzbekistan or North Korea, then your whole life would be immersed in trying to struggle to survive to meet needs. You don't have that problem, so quit complaining.